athletic news. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Antonio Hicks, and today I'm joined with
Bryson McLeod
and Trio McFarland.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So, y'all boys, how was y'all weekend?
My weekend been good, bro.
You did, bro. You just can't be good, man. How like,
well,
what
we had a game, and Darlington game. We could have we had a season in a bag, bro, but I don't know. We just didn't play good, bro.
Wait, so like if y'all would have won, y'all would have had like all the home games?
Yeah, playoffs would have been number one seed, like in all the region and the state, bro. We would have had all home games, playoffs, but it is what it is. Gotta take it and go.
I feel.
Yeah.
What about you?
Now we have another week.
Hey, he dropped a new song, ain't it?
He dropped a new song. I already know all the lyrics too, so don't worry about it. But look. So you remember how last year I was talking about my sister, right? Now I got a problem with the car. Y'all didn't know, like, I had another Honda. It was a Honda Accord, like 08. Like, bro, got a V6 and all, bro. Like, I was going down Society Hill one day, dropped my friend off, and a retarded deer came up and got smacked. And he did like three cartwheels on the side of the road. So I'm in my dad's Honda. Like, it's electric. Like, it's a 07, I think. So look, bro, I'm going down to Darlington, bro. This one I'm going to the game. I think I was finna go get something to eat or whatever. Going through Darlington, bro. So a car pulled up beside me. Knowing me, like, he lined up with me. Like, you know that little sound on TikTok? Line that. So I lined up, right? So I'm hitting on the gas. He hitting on the gas. I'm like, okay, you really want to do this, boy? You really want to do this? So I hit the gas. When I tell you, that boy let go. I didn't even get past the light intersection yet. He was already flying down the road. Well, I mind you. You know how you seen that SpongeBob scene when he took his toe and he pushed it all the way down to the pedal? That's the same way I was. That car ain't go nowhere. That dude, bro, you know what's crazy? Like, it wasn't no Charger. It wasn't none of that. It was an Impala.
So he dust you with an Impala, bro?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Bro, you can't blame me, bro. My dad don't got no V6 and none of that, bro. Car start, I was like, bro, that just said, ring, 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 ring. Like, it's just at the light, bro. Like, I'm trying to get gone, bro. I get down the road, bro. That dude driving down the road, bro. He gonna stick his big head out and stick his tongue out. I like, bro, that's just childish, bro. I just want to throw the whole car away. I'm done.
Embarrassing, bro.
Chill, bro.
How was your weekend, Antonio?
My weekend was good. My birthday was just Monday, man.
Right.
Went out to eat with some friends. That was fun. The things I got for my birthday, I ordered some shoes. Probably never wear them. I barely wear my shoes, my good shoes to school, but I got some shoes. Brandon Lee, shout out to Brandon Lee. He gave me a shirt. Cole, he took me out to eat. And Roddy, I forgot what he said is going to get me, but he's getting me something. So, yeah, shout out to y'all boys, man. Shout out to everybody that been giving me birthday wishes, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. I need to say one more thing, though, about the racing thing. So, while we was in the middle of racing, too, like, I promise you, bro, I passed three officers, bro.
Got pulled over, bro?
No. The minute I passed them, bro, I took both of my hands off the wheel and started praying to God. Because I was like, bro, I know they finna come and hop in that car and pull me over. I know they finna do something to
me. Hey, no cap, though, bro. I low-key want to do this. Like, this jump is really, like, podcast jump. This jump is, like, really interesting, bro.
Right, you know you can go to school, like, for, like, communication, right? They got sports journalism in school, too. So, it's, like, sports journalism is something to do with, like, relationships, something. It's, like, podcasting, too, as well. So, it's talking about relationships. So, you got sports, relationships, and something else. So, it's, like, mass communication and
all
that.
You telling me in school we can do this?
Yeah.
Word.
Man, above all that, man, I ain't trying to talk about no relationship. I'm trying to get us on sports and stuff. But anyway, and now it's time for the Red Fox review, brought to you by Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center. From routine checkups to complex state-of-the-art surgery, Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center wants to be your health care provider of choice. Now we're going into the boys' basketball. Boys' basketball team went on the road to play against the Falcons. The score was 40-36. Hartsville fell short, coming to second into the region. They had a wonderful regular season. I wish the boys the best into the playoffs.
And now time for girls' basketball. This past Tuesday, the girls traveled to Darlington to play their last region game. The girls played well on both sides of the ball, but mainly played better on defense. The score was 45 to 37, leaving Darlington with the win. The player of the game was Kenan Dawson with 10 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 steals.
And now it's time for wrestling. Hartsville Wrestling hosted Aiken last night for the third round of the playoffs. Hartsville started out strong, winning the first 6 matches of the night. Hartsville took a swift lead on early on. Hartsville was leading 28-3 over Aiken. Aiken won the next 3 matches, making the score 28-18. Hartsville went on to the win to the next 5 matches to secure the win. Hartsville next match is on Wednesday night against May River at 6 o'clock. Student admission is free, and the Hartsville Wrestling team would love to have your support.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review.
And now it's time for the Red Fox Guest of the Week, brought to you by Alleyway Printing. At Alleyway Print, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say to the print media? Call us, call or email us to get started.
All right, without further ado, we would like to welcome to the show Ms. Madge Zimp, which is psychology teacher and spirit/student section helper at the school, and she helps out students too. So, all right, so we got icebreaker questions for you, and the first question is, do you have a favorite actress or slash actor?
Oh, I'm not really good at TV or movies, either one. Actually, probably Sean Connery was probably my favorite.
I remember I was in your class one time, and you said, I think you said somebody else would be your favorite too. It was a movie, and it was about, remember the dude that, I forgot what happened, he did brain surgery on.
Oh, Dr. Ben Carson, but he's a real life hero.
Yes, ma'am. Cool.
Dr. Ben Carson's great.
He is, I ain't gonna lie.
Who is one person you look up to?
Oh, I look up to anybody that works hard and has respect for everybody around them. I guess a mentor of mine was Judy Askins Jacobs. As a matter of fact, I just talked to her grandson, Andrew, when he came to drop off a blood drive sheet. She's done a lot for so many students around our area, and even in retirement she comes back and helps us teachers and gives us some more tips that she's forgotten to use or doesn't use anymore. Yeah. And we pull those out of the bag and use them as our tricks now.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you rather have ice cream or cake?
Cake every day.
Cake?
Cake.
Wait, so like what type of cake? What type of cake?
My favorite cake would be like chocolate cake with chocolate icing.
Nice.
Sprinkles on the top and anything else, chocolate syrup you could put on it.
Hold on, you're forgetting about one particular cake, and that's red velvet.
No, I don't like red velvet.
I like cream cheese, but not so much the red velvet cake.
Yeah, I like cream cheese.
Yeah, now Miss Jim, my favorite teacher, and I ain't never had it now. Yeah.
You like death by chocolate, that's what I call it.
Oh, all right, so like what about cheesecake?
Love cheesecake. Yeah, any kind of cheesecake.
Yeah, any kind.
Can somebody please explain to me what cheesecake is? So it's a cake with cheese in it?
It's made with cream cheese that's creamed. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I'll bring you some.
Yeah, it's good, bro.
Right,
it's
good. I really don't want nobody wasting money about no cheesecake.
You'll like it.
You'll like it, bro. I used to think the same thing because like, I'm not a big cheese person, but
really good.
It's not actually cheese, bro. It's almost like ice cream cake a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not a cook, so I can't tell you how to make it. But
yeah,
you know what's crazy? I went to the cheesecake factory at least like 5 to 6 times, and I never ate one cheesecake.
Oh,
so you just sat right there and looked at the looked at somebody else.
I sat in there, ate my macaroni and cheese and my chicken fingers and my French fries. That's what I did.
It's really good there. Food's really good.
So would you eat sweet or sour candy?
Sour candy.
I didn't think you was a sour person. I thought you was just like regular sweet. I didn't think you was a sour person.
Matter of fact, Coach Starr brought us some Sour Patch Kids yesterday or day before.
You liked them?
I like them, yeah.
Yeah, Sour Patch Kids is the best.
Sour Patch Kids taste more sweet than sour.
Oh, no, not these.
Yeah,
no. I don't think I want. But speaking of sweet candy, like I remember like my Uncle Barry, his mama, she passed away. But I used to go to this church on K Branch. She always used to have this like caramel like candy. Like, it used to be real sweet. It used to be so good.
Did it have, like, stuff inside of it?
No.
Or just regular?
It was just a hard caramel candy. It was just right.
Like a Werther's.
Yeah. I really can't even find a candy no more.
Was it wrapped up in, like, gold? paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's good.
Speaking of K Branch, I was raised right beside K Branch Church.
You was?
Dang.
I've been there for a little minute. Me and my mama used to go there, and we used to be real close with my old pastor. Now, my mom was a pastor, and I think you know, Pastor McLeod. Yeah.
Right.
Card games or board games?
Either one. I'm not a real card player. I stay pretty busy. I don't have time to do that, but I love to play Trouble with my grandchildren.
Yeah.
That's just an all-time classic favorite.
Yeah,
it goes board pretty games, fast.
Yeah. That's always been a game.
And then card games.
Have you not played Trouble?
I've never played Trouble.
Oh, yes, you have. You know, you pop the bubble, mash the bubble.
You never played that?
I played Sorry.
You never played Trouble. Like
I played Sorry. That's what I play.
I know you played Candyland.
Yeah.
I've never played Candyland.
I play Uno and Skip Bowl here. I'll cut your butt in there.
I play Uno now.
Uno good. Yeah. Uno good.
Y'all never played Skip Bowl?
No.
Y'all know what Skip Bowl is?
No.
It's like you have you start off like 1 to 12 cards, right? And like every number, like say if you get one, you put it in the one spot, you flip that card over. If you have another number, you put it in the next slot where you need it. And, like, you keep going down every time you win, right?
Yeah.
And they have skip bowl cards. Like, so you get skip bowl as a card. You could put it anywhere. And if you get that number, you could replace the skip bowl, put that down, take your skip bowl card, and put it somewhere else on your card.
That sounds like FaZe, one of the games.
I think it's 10.
FaZe 10, is that it?
Yeah.
So I was about to say that. I thought you start off with 10 cards, like, lay them out, number each one.
Nah, this one's with dice.
Yeah, but it's like 1 to 12. Wait, I used to hate it. I love the game, but I used to hate playing my cousins because they used to have the skip bowl cards under their thighs. So when the game started, they'll flip it over and talk about, oh, I got this card. Oh, look at all these skip bowls. Like, you cheating. That's what you're doing.
That's exactly right.
Tennis shoes or dress shoes?
Dress shoes.
Yeah, see, I only got one pair of dress shoes, and that's Clark's, and I never wear them. I barely wear them.
I don't like
need to use my tennis shoes more so I exercise more.
Do you like Clarks? You ever seen Clarks before?
I've seen Clarks, but I'm a little dressier than that.
Like a little bit classier than that.
Well, just for my age group, probably.
Yes, ma'am.
Sperry's better. Clarks just a fatter Sperry. That shit.
Yeah, it look like moose. Yeah. Like moose
feet. Sperry's are classic. Sperry's are great.
Bro, let me tell you, man. I love dress shoes, but I hate them at the same time because I used to be in church. Like I used to wear Sperry's and Clarks, bro. My mom got me some church shoes, but I tell you, them things so tight on my feet. I was
they Gators?
I don't know what they like. Talking about low shoes, like bro, looking like I'm ready to go kick somebody. But look, but like, bro, don't think it was so tight on my feet, it was burning my heel. And then you know the crazy thing, it was so hot, and then we had to go and take pictures. So I'm walking on the high ground, my feet burning. I'm crying, like I'm to the point I'm crying. Mama, take these shoes off me, please. I get in the car, bro. Like that joke been peeling my skin on the bottom of my heel. And my mama talking about, I'm so sorry, baby.
It's gonna
take me to sign and get me a blue slushy. Like that blue slushy going in my mouth, not on my foot. Like, come on, bro.
All right, Miss M, do you like fries or tots?
Fries. Lots of ketchup, salt and pepper.
Yeah. Salt and pepper, boy, that just completes any meal, bro. You put that on macaroni, anything, bro.
How about cheese fries? Yep.
Just stop.
Yes. You always say either cheese tots or cheese fries.
I don't like that. Y'all don't like y'all cheese tots, cheese fries? Like Sonic, bro, they smack.
No, they don't, no. Bro.
Oh, beats me.
So, which season do you like the best, spring or summer?
I like spring and summer. I like all the seasons, but I'm not a cold weather fan.
I ain't gonna lie.
Today it's beautiful out. I can't wait to get out so I can get outside for a little while.
I just don't like... Like, when it's too hot and you walk, and then, like, sometimes you just start sweating. Like, in the cold, you don't have to worry about no sweat, and you just walk, and that's it.
No,
but
no.
You know, when you're in the cold, like, now, you wish it was hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
But then when you're in the summer, you wish it was winter.
We tend not to be satisfied. Man,
mm-hmm. I wish I wanted to be cold forever because I'm tired. Every time spring and summer come around, the minute I walk out my house, I got these little demons outside ready for me to walk outside, these little walls. Like, bro, like, Lord, why do you have these things on this earth? What is they good for? Like, the minute I walk on my porch, the one look at me dead in my face, ready to catch a fade with me. Like, please, sir, I just try to go in the front and get the package. Please. I'm not trying to bother you.
They be attacking you when you getting packages.
Yes, like bro, like I remember, I still got this video to this day. My brother went outside, right, and they was like, oh, two wasps nests. This dude grabbed my flip flop, so I'm sitting there watching. He went outside, smacked both of them down, and came in the house. And when I tell you, one of them crawled inside the house, and they start bothering me, like, bro, I didn't swing at you. Get him, bro. Like, I'm not doing that, but playing the game, bro. Leave me alone. Just oh, bothering sad, bro. Me, bro.
They said bump you.
Exactly, bro. I'd rather slay me. But you like comedy, action, or horror?
Comedy. I love to laugh.
I don't
even watch the commercials for horror scary movies.
You know what's crazy? Every time a horror commercial come out, it's always got to be late at night.
Yeah, it does, bro.
I'm like, bro, why are you trying to creep? Like, can you play it during the daylight? Like, I'm trying to watch some YouTube and stuff. Here comes Nindish US.
By yourself, bro.
Like, I'm always by myself. He always be 3 a.m. And, like, bro, like the minute I see you, bro, I promise you, bro, I look at the bottom of my door as a shadow, bro.
Are you scared to get up and turn the TV off? Or can't find the remote, have to get out of bed?
Yes. Yes. I can't. Like, every time they come on, you can never find the remote. Yep. Like, bro, like, where you go? You walk off? Like, come on. That's what I'm going. Then I just got to sit there and be terrified and wait till it go off.
Bro. Oh, what's your favorite TV show?
I don't watch TV. I don't watch TV.
Like, so, you know, dang.
When you say TV show, do you like, I mean, like, like the movies, like Netflix and things like that.
Yeah, that's considering that. That's okay. One too.
Well, I like funny, like Sweet Mag. Is it Sweet Magnolias just came out with another season? So yes, I'll probably watch that. But otherwise, I don't watch TV.
I think you do a lot of reading.
I do read a lot.
Yeah,
I do like. I'd like to take a Saturday. Like if I wake up early, I just go get curled up in the chair and I'll watch something on TV. But
mm-hmm. I don't know how anybody could read, bro. I can't do it.
I love to read.
Yeah. I feel like I could read, but social media on young folks nowadays, it's kind of hard to, like, just read for, like, 2 or 3 hours and then get back on your phone. Nah, I read for, like, probably, like, half an hour, and then I get on my phone.
You can read on your phone.
I mean, yeah, but it has to be, like,
YouTube
video.
You come by my classroom, and we'll put a book on your phone, and you can read. You won't be able to stop reading it.
All right.
We'll put a sports a novel about sports.
That's why I can't read unless it's like about sports.
Yeah, like
that's
something interesting.
No, yeah. I can't read at all. If somebody tell me to read, you tell me to read, now I'm gonna be bored reading it. But if I would read, if I read on myself,
you're reading every day. Anytime, I mean, you're reading on your phone.
Yeah,
reading right now.
Yeah.
So now it's time for the real questions, dog.
Okay.
All right. Where are you from?
Hartsville, South Carolina. Okay. I was raised Cross Creek.
Wait, you talking about like across the Lakeview Bridge?
Yeah, across the creek.
Yeah. Oh no, I thought like you know how there's like another creek.
Yeah.
I thought so. I was saying,
the creek is Black Creek.
All right.
Did you play any sports growing up in high school?
No, I did not. But I did help with the basketball team. I kept score for a while in junior high.
How was that? Like, how was like sport? How was the sports atmosphere back then?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, and I always enjoyed sports. My brothers played football. One played football through college. And so I grew up going to games. And I love it. I love all the sports. I'm not nearly as good I can't pick up fouls as quick with basketball because it goes really fast. But I do like it. All sports. I love them all.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just not very good at sports, but I guess I'd never spend any time with it.
Yes, ma'am. How do you prepare yourself for, like, coming to school and stuff, like getting ready and all that?
Well, you smart time-wise or preparing?
Yeah, just preparing, like, waking, like, because, like, I know, like, it don't seem like y'all teachers have a long day, but like at the school, y'all still have to like plan and all that, and y'all don't get out until like late, and then you get home, and then you got to like do family, and then you go to sleep. Sometimes y'all don't go to sleep until late. So like, how do you prepare yourself? Like, how do you embrace yourself for like the day?
Well, I'm trying to do better on going to bed earlier.
Yes, ma'am.
I tend to want to do one more thing or just one more thing, and then it's like 11 o'clock, and that's a little bit late for me. But I try to get all my stuff done before I leave school. If I leave school and I don't have my lessons prepared, ready to go, pick them up and take off the next day, I really have to struggle a little bit to catch up in the morning.
Yes, man. That's kind of like me when they're talking about us being home for COVID and all that, I was like, man, I understand how COVID is, but I can't be home because once I, you know, be home, sometimes I don't want to do my work.
Exactly.
You know, when I'm at school, I do my work and I go home with no work. So
I like to be in the building too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where do you attend college?
I went to Coker College. I got my undergraduate degree in education there. I did my master's at Clemson, and I did some postgraduate work in with Nova Southeastern University.
They said it's real hard to get at Coker.
Well,
that's what a lot of people told me. They said it's really hard to get
Coker's at Coker. Coker is really a great place, and being from Hartsville, you know, I say kids, meaning you guys, say, oh, man, I don't want to go to Coker. I don't want to talk about Coker. My son, one of my boys went to Coker and played baseball 4 years there and loved it. And when I said to him about Coker, oh, no, we're not going to talk about Coker. I'm not going to Coker. I'm leaving here. But he came to understand exactly what I was saying. Once you get there, you're in a whole different atmosphere. It's a smaller, it's a small community within a community.
Yes, ma'am.
A really great place to learn, to play, to live.
Because I've been there. It was one of those times we had to go to work with our parents. Mm-hmm. And I went to work with McKendry's mother.
Yes, yes.
And it's really great there.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I love Coker. Mm-hmm. I teach some when they need me as an adjunct professor. I like to do that.
Oh, you still do it to this day?
I don't have any classes right now, but I did, I guess, first of the year. That's good.
Their dorms big?
Say again?
They got big dorms?
Some of the dorms are not huge dorms. I mean, I guess 3-4 stories. I never lived in the dorms, but it's a beautiful campus. If you have never spent any time there, just go one day, and especially in the spring, the flowers are beautiful and people are out on campus just enjoying themselves. Coker baseball games are starting up. Coker basketball games are very busy. The volleyball teams, they play soccer. I've got lacrosse, track.
I don't know if you know Owen Taylor, but he's coming back from Pembroke. Well, they're coming down here to play Coker in 5 days.
Oh, well, thank you for telling me that, because I want to see OT.
Mm-hmm. And another place that's really good, and I enjoyed there, but it's not even my favorite team, but Clemson. You say you went to Clemson.
I did my master's work at Clemson, but I only spent, like, part of 2 summers there working on my studies. But I do like Clemson.
Yeah, the atmosphere, I don't like know why, but, like, it's just the atmosphere, bro. Like, I feel like if I go to, like, in Alabama's my favorite school, but if I go to Alabama, it's not going to be the same as, like, South Carolina, like, Clemson atmosphere. Like, I don't know, like, it's the way they dress and it's the way, like,
what
they
you mean, just orange?
It's like how they dress classy, like, you know, like where they wear like the latex boots, not the latex, but it's like I don't know how to, but it's like the snakeskin boots, the latex boots, and like it's just the way that they dress, bro. Like, it's like a different environment when you go to Clemson.
Yeah,
it is a place within itself. And by the way, I'm going to a Alabama baseball game this spring.
Dang.
My cousin is at school down there, and she's. Lives right across from the stadium.
Hopefully, it'd be a good atmosphere down there for you.
I hope so. I'll let you know.
Yes,
I've never been.
We went down there, summer ball. Like, we had travel ball. We had a tournament there. And, like, that was my first time playing in front of my college coach. And it was just amazing. It was, like, atmosphere. Like, different.
Like, top tier?
Yes.
Yeah. So, what made you become a psychology teacher and a pillar to the community?
Oh, psychology teacher. I've always just loved the science and all behind just human behavior. And I think it's really important because we use psychology every day, all of us.
Yeah, with stress and all that.
Every single day.
I think I got that mixed up. I don't know why I was sitting over here thinking psychology was helping people with their problems.
It is.
Yeah. When you think about a psychologist, going to counseling, that type thing. But psychology is much more than that. Psychology is the biology, our inner workings, and how that makes us behave the way we do.
Oh.
Our cognitive, how we think. We have negative thoughts and negative thinking patterns that tends to make us react a different way. And then our sociocultural, you know, where we come from, what culture. Like, you think of a culture, oh, well, that's like a foreign place, but you know, Hartsville High School, the Foxes, we are a culture within the Hartsville culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all different. Yes, right. Everybody's very different. But, you know, once, you know, let somebody come like, oh, we're going to come and, you know, we're going to take that Fox and take it away. Oh, no, not.
Yeah, they're not. Not.
Everybody's, it's one for all and all for one. Then we don't care if we're old or young.
Yeah,
or,
we don't play about school spirit over here.
No, we don't. So that is your culture. So your social atmosphere and your culture also dictates how you behave.
Have you had any family members attend the school? And if you did they participate in anything?
Oh, yes. I am the very youngest of three. Mm-hmm. Both of my brothers graduated from Hartsville High.
What did they play? I think you said one played
Both of baseball. Them played football. And one ran track. And it was a very long time ago. But and then I finished here. And my son finished here. He played baseball and football here.
Yes, ma'am.
So I've been here a long time.
Yeah, I was looking on your shelf. And I know you remember. It was me, Alex, and Aunt Reginald. We looked on your shelf. And that's the one, like, as soon as you walk in the door, it's a shelf up there. It's a white one. And I seen, like, all the yearbooks. You had, like, I ain't gonna lie, probably, like, 30 yearbooks up there.
A little more than that.
40?
Not quite.
Dang.
I guess the first one I have is the 87 yearbook.
That's when my mama was going to school.
And then mine are at home.
Dang.
I graduated in 75.
My mama was born in 74.
Easy now.
What do you do to make school spirit better?
I just try to show it. I try to let everybody see. You know, it's just important that you build community because we all need each other.
Yes, ma'am.
And when we have the positive support and everybody pours into one belief, then that builds us all up.
Yeah, it's like success. Well, I ain't gonna lie, especially at every game.
Yeah.
Like baseball. I was at the baseball one yesterday and we was just in the crowd. It is a small crowd because it was a scrimmage. But like the small crowd made them get hyped up. I hear them from the dugout, you know, screaming and junk, you know, trying to get
them
ready.
It makes a difference. Yeah. You play baseball.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Football.
Okay. Football. So if he's at the baseball game, you all know that your peers are there, and it means a lot when you hear them cheering you on.
Yes, ma'am.
Football. Mm-hmm. It means a lot when, you know, you hear everybody in the stands or you look up there and it's a sea of black and red up there.
Yeah, it gives you that energy. Yeah. So I remember
this is our house.
Yeah. West Florence game, we had football. We was playing them here. It was the first time we played them. And it was all the hype of the game, how they were going to beat us and all this and that. But I remember I was playing linebacker and Alex Hunt made a tackle.
Yeah.
And then I just looked, the crowd, they're going crazy.
Yeah, they're going, right. That was like the loudest I ever seen or heard them get.
It still excites me. I love to see the students all involved.
Mm-hmm. So how do you balance your work life and your normal life?
Oh, well, I work while I'm at work and I try to stop when I'm off. I enjoy the outdoors. I like to garden, so that's why I don't like the winter. I don't have much to do. But I love Hartsville High School. That's the most important thing. And I love the students here. Dr. Charlie Burry used to say, the students are the lifeblood of Hartsville High School. You all are the heartbeat.
Yes,
you all are the heartbeat. When y'all aren't here on campus, it has no heartbeat.
Yeah.
What are some things you feel like you've accomplished this year overall?
I think I've helped with spirit some. Yes, I'm always trying to build that up. And COVID did a number on us because we weren't together. You know, we were apart and we didn't have that connectedness, which is so important for everybody.
Yeah. So do you have any shout-outs?
Go Foxes.
All right, Ms. Zimp, thank you once again for joining the podcast. We hope to see you later on in the future.
I would love to come back. Please ask me again. Let's talk about something specific, like maybe the blood drive that's coming up next Thursday at Hartsville High School and how important that is to everybody.
Yes, ma'am. So if y'all listen to this right now, please support the blood drive. Like she said, it should be when next week?
It is next Thursday. Thursday, a week next from Thursday. Today. Go to the Hartsville High School, or go to the Red Cross website, and it's Hartsville HS. You can just type in Hartsville High, and it'll take you right to it.
Yes, ma'am.
We collect over 300 units a year. That's a lot. That's saving 900 people.
All right, bet. We got you. Good. You got any shout-outs on, Bryson?
Don't say it, bro.
I'm not going to say it this time. I'm not going to say it this time. But I shout out, like, my family, keep my head up, keep me going to school, get my education, all that. That's how I got my shout out. Oh, and young boy. You thought I was going to miss out on that? Well, you crazy, boy.
I shout out my family, my boys, and my teachers.
The fourth block teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I shout out everybody. Shout out to the whole Hartsville High School community and all that. So, yeah. Thank you listening. Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to us on Hartsville Network. Oh, my gosh. I messed up, bro. I was so focused on going out to school and all that. But thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to the Hartsville Sport Network podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Antonio Hicks, and today I'm joined with
Bryson McLeod
and Trio McFarland.
And we're out. Boom!
Next time I come, we're
going to
be practiced. I'm going to make y'all do it like we are.
Yes, man.
Somebody's going to say, we are.
Rip.